Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. New digital mapping of all public and private schools across Minnesota aims to make them safer. Representative Matt Norris of Blaine says it allows authorities to respond to emergencies more quickly.
In this day and age, you know, our minds immediately jump to an active shooter situation, and this is certainly a tool that would help speed emergency response. But we also know that there's many far more common emergencies that occur within our schools in Minnesota every single day.
Norris says more than 100 schools have already been mapped. This session, the legislature included $7 million for the mapping. Minnesota state officials kick off a statewide tour of college and university campuses this week to gather input for the next two-year budget. Chancellor Scott Olson says these listening sessions are an important part of the budgeting process.
We like going into these different towns in Minnesota, get a gathering of local community folks, business leaders, students, employees, and just hear what's on their mind and make sure that what we're asking the legislature for is aligned with what the needs of that community might be.
Olson says the budget request will be a package of proposals to serve students, keep tuition affordable, maintain high quality, and serve the Minnesota workforce. The first sessions are Tuesday at Southwest Minnesota State in Marshall and Riverland Community College in Austin. One person is under arrest after a shooting Sunday afternoon in Blaine outside Northtown Mall. Police say shots were fired in the parking lot and an entrance door was damaged. Officers cleared the mall and locked down the building. Investigators say no one was injured and a man was taken into custody pending a firearms charge. And a motorcyclist from Minnesota is dead after a crash Sunday morning near Hudson, Wisconsin. The State Patrol says a cycle driven by a 19-year-old St. Michael man collided with the vehicle on eastbound I-94 and died at the scene. New quarterback Sam Darnold started his Vikings tenure by completing his first 12 pass attempts and leading Minnesota to a 28-6 blowout win over the Giants. Darnold threw a pair of touchdown passes and says he's proud of his teammates.
I think just the way that we played as a team, just the complementary football. On offense, you know, the 99-yard drive sticks out, and then our defense being able to stop them. You know, obviously an early turnover, and our defense being able to hold them to three there, and that was huge. So just like I said, a great all-around team win.
New running back Aaron Jones rushed for 94 yards in a TD, and linebacker Andrew Van Ginkel returned a 10-yard interception for a touchdown. Minnesota hosts San Francisco in the home opener. And the Minnesota Lynx improved to 26-9 with a 78-71 win Sunday at the Washington Mystics. Nafisia Collier scored a game-high 19 points and grabbed 12 rebounds. The Lynx are 2-0 on this road trip. They play the Dream tomorrow night in Atlanta. This is MNN.